Yeah, man. Well, I really do think that's the only thing that can replace religion now is people. And again, could be wrong, but I think it's people starting to just do like acid, mushrooms, and stuff.
It's interesting you think this is the time in history, in human history, where we replace religion. It's a little, I'd say, borderline arrogant of you.
What do you mean?
You think we're, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it started in like the 1800s.
Religion?
Yeah. I mean, it started to kind of falter on a massive scale, at least in the West.
Okay.
With the Enlightenment, it started to kind of like fall apart.
Okay.
So it's like, but I think we're stuck in a weird, like, whatchamacallit? What the fuck's it called? We're in like a weird purgatory right now where people are like.
Nice religious terminology.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. It's like where you kind of like believe in stuff and kind of don't, and you don't know. So it's like, I mean, I don't have the answers. It's just the stuff I think about.
I hear you.
This is what I'm on right now mentally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard.
That's what I talked to my therapist about. She's like, okay.
Oh, wait, you see a therapist?
I still do psychoanalysis, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's my shit, dude. Nice, I love man. It. But it sucks because I'm so into psychoanalysis that I start psychoanalyzing everything where I'm like, wow, this is why I do this. This is why I feel uncomfortable in grocery stores. Well, I did get lost in the mall one time and thought I was following my mom. Well, and I started, and she's like, well, all right. Let's take it easy.
Oh, you try to do like her job while you're in there?
Well, I try to be like, well, you know what I was thinking about? It's like maybe.
Oh my God, dude. I can't even. I mean, I guess I was about to be like, I can't even imagine being your therapist. It's like, can I do it? I've done it 105 times.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done it 105 hours.
My last therapist ghosted me. Just fucking never called, no call, no. Some other lady was like, hey, I saw your vial. I think you're my person now. And I was like, that's what's up. What happened to the other person? They didn't call you? I was like, no. And they're like, that's really fucked up. They're supposed to call you. And I was just like, is what it is, babe. What time do you want me to come in? Here I come,
you're
baby.
Gonna find out why. Yeah, I told you I went to therapy once.
It's fucking. It's
and the
tight.
Guy
I
was
like,
"Well, you're depressed. Here, take these pills."
Oh, you went to like
definitely
a
don't do stand up.
What? Yeah. Oh, you went to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah, you got to go to a fucking like.
Went in once. I was like, I ain't taking no fucking pills, doc.
You should have smacked him on his hand.
I'm gonna become a stand up comic. I'll show you.
Yeah, I'm not into the psychiatry. I mean, it helps some people, but. I like just talk. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it is what it is.
Everybody I've talked to, a lot of the comics in New York do therapy. Like, yeah. They all do.
Yeah.
And they're all very strong proponents of it. They're like, you got to fucking do it.
It's pretty tight. Well, it's like, it's cool to do. It's just you figure the shit out for yourself. They kind of like point stuff out here and there, but you just talk. And they just kind of like, oh, that's weird. What about this? What's that? And you're just kind of like, it makes you hit your blind spots where you're just like, I never thought of that, but it's pretty cool. I like it. It's something I look forward to. You got to find a good therapist. The one I had sucked the first time, and I hated it, and I always canceled. The lady I have now is fantastic.
Yeah?
She just sits there, and it's just like, that's interesting. And like, just is like, so is this what you're saying? I'm like, yeah, pretty much. And she's like, well, okay.
You should probably not do that.
What? Oh, yeah.
The lady's
probably
sitting there like, don't mail bombs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like Soros deserves a package. She's like, please don't.
But yeah, she's, God bless her heart.
Yeah, every New York comic that does, it's also like, everybody that does comedy is fucked up. And then it's like, or maybe everybody that does comedy is just open.
Yeah, exactly.
Because pretty much everyone's, like you said earlier, is like pretty fucked up.
Yeah. No, I don't buy that
like,
for that.
Bad shit happens to a lot of accountants.
Oh, for sure.
They're going through some tough times.
And they're in an environment where you have to completely repress everything going on. It's like... while like scrambling for that fucking CFO position or something. That's a sick and twisted environment. I mean, comedy is a fucked up, weird environment too. But yeah, dude.
Comedy, all you have to worry about is LaMare Lee getting banned.
You got to watch out for that.
Yeah, you can't ban the LaMare boy.
That was one shot too far, dude. That was the literal edge.
You think? I don't think so.
Not at all.
This will blow over.
Not at all.
Nothing matters. Literally none of this fucking matters.
It matters, dude. It's just, you know, you gotta be at peace with the fact that one day you get to fizzle out, dude. Just enjoy everything and then just go down. It's no big deal.
this is a dark cast, dude. Yeah. What happened? What audiobook did you get hit with?
Dude? I've been reading a lot of real dark stuff at nighttime before I go to bed.
You're reading the dark arts before bed.
Yeah, a lot of John Gray. He's a dark bull.
Yeah?
But it's
What's
it's
he
not
chatting
like,
about?
Everything I've been talking about, the whole thing, how progress is a myth and how it's just like progress is like the decaying Christian myth and how we think we're going to like separate ourselves. I think we're separate from nature. it's really not a depressing thing. His whole thing is like, you don't like people think like we always say like, why do we come into this world? He's like, we don't come into it. We come out of it. Yeah. We're just like waves popping out of an ocean. We're just like, man, I'm down. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a nice way to think.
I had a thought when I was a kid that, cause we were talking about predestination, like predetermined mm-hmm. and like free choice and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was young, I was like, well, we're all animals. And cause I remember they were like, dogs don't have souls. I remember in Catholic mm-hmm. school, they're like, dogs don't have souls. They can't think.
Yeah, that was some bullshit.
They dude. Only make decision off instinct. And I was like, well, so do we.
They didn't like that?
I was like, we're all instinct. Mm-hmm. Therefore, everything's predetermined. Maybe that's, instinct is God.
What'd they say?
They were like, you're a fucking weird kid. Here's an extra fucking lunch. Here's double lunch, dude. You're going to play O-line.
Oh, it's so like,
we're
going
to hit your head till these dumb ideas get out of there. And now I think philosophy is gay. So they won.
They won, dude. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, philosophy is fucking lame, dude.
I hated philosophy.
Dude.
There's never an answer. So I fucking hated it.
It sucks. Yeah, it really. There's a thing called The School of Life on YouTube, and they go through all of the Western thinkers from like the very beginning, and they give you like a 9-minute rundown on like what. A lot of this stuff's kind of cool, but yeah, a lot of it's just like. Just jerk off stuff.
Yeah, I remember one guy's like morality. He was talking about how we're all just bags of meat, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
Like, we're all just running on it, like, nothing matters. And then the guy he was telling that to just kicked a dog, like, in front of him while they were walking. He was like, what the fuck, man? He was like, "Where's it? You're not supposed to feel bad, dude. We're just meat." Yeah, I mean, he's like, see, you got morality.
Well, what sucks is the function of philosophy back in
Plato. I think Plato I got that story right.
That's a sick fucking story. The function of philosophy was to continuously, like, figure out what's going on and for people to talk. And then it just got kind of, like, ruined by nerds, basically. Yeah. They're just kind of like, yeah, I'm the better mess. And then it gets lined up with college, and it's like supposed to be for just two people to talk.
All my philosophy revolves around dogs.
Oh, for sure.
Guy kicked a dog when that teacher told me dogs don't have souls. I watched there's a dogs documentary. Soder told me to watch this documentary.
What's it called?
On Netflix. It's called Dogs.
I got to see this.
I watched the first episode this morning. When I'm hungover, I cry pretty easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, I was watching it in front of Claire. 5 minutes into the first episode, I started crying. I was like, I can't watch this fucking.
What's it about?
The first episode's about a little girl who has seizures, like, horribly.
Oh.
So they're going to get her a dog that's trained to mm-hmm. detect seizures and, like, stay with her at all times and bark when she's having a seizure.
What?
Yeah, so then it's like this little girl's in bed. She's like, I'm so excited to get my puppy. He's going to save my life. And, like, they show the puppy, like, the dog getting, like, trained and shit.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
So fucking nice. It's so good.
Dude, the John Gray guy doesn't believe for a second that animals aren't conscious. He's like, we're all conscious. He's like, humans are the ones who are conscious enough where they're cursed to actually, like, know that they die. He's like, animals are conscious, but they just don't know they're going to die.
They're just fucking
They don't
balling.
Care. Yeah, they're just kind of like. Like, I literally took a nap on my couch today, and my dog goes, fuck yeah, dude. Hops over the thing, lays down, little cuddle buddy, dude, and he's just chilling.
Dude.
Meanwhile, I'm like, no one lets me sleep in this house. My fucking girlfriend always gets mad when I wake her up from a nap, and she's being loud as fuck.
We got to get you on the horn with O'Leary.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He'll hit you with all this. They study all this philosophy and all this stuff.
Yeah, they're the seminary.
And they have the answers through, like, they get taught all the answers and shit.
John Gray is a fucking.
Every time I start saying shit about, like, animals, I'm like, I can see there's something there, like, with a dog.
Yeah,
like,
what are they trying to say?
The bond. He's like, you sound a lot like St. Francis of Assisi right now.
There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of those saints are fucking sick, dude. Nothing wrong with them. Tommy Aquinas, dude. He was the fucking
Tommy
man.
Dude, Aquinas was a baller.
He was a fucking sick ass.
I used to love when I was a kid reading about how all the saints got killed. They all, like, every single time it was like, yeah, they boiled this guy on a giant frying pan.
I wonder why people are so scared to speak in public. It's like, they used to fucking throw a rock at your head and kill you, dude. Like, it's a totally rational
thing. People are, like, instinctively, like, afraid of snakes and spiders.
Yeah.
That's why, public speaking's, like, up there. Like, people are like, I'd rather die than speak publicly.
Dude, it's
like, yeah.
People are more afraid of
instinctively,
it.
If you speak out against the herd.
They'll literally kill you.
Yeah, and it's not a good death.
No, dude. They'll cut your tongue out. Plato or Socrates, whoever came second. He got fucking hemlock.
Yeah.
They like, make you drink poison, dude.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Epicurean, dude, or Epicurus. He was fucking. That was back then. It was like, you would just, like, see what was going on and be like, I have a better way of living, and you would espouse it. And he basically was like, you don't need success. You don't need to, like, worry about, like, marrying high up or, like, status. He was like, all you need to do is get all your closest dogs and just live with them. And that was, he literally did that. And there was called, like, an Epicurean, like, like compound that like, you know, people would just live together. You just live with all your boys, split a house, and everyone stopped trying to like, I guess,
fuck chicks.
Mass wealth. Each other. Yeah, mass wealth.
So they just built a gay mansion.
They just built a gay mansion with all his boys. And there was girls and shit there too.
Nah,
and
then just dudes.
Dude, it spread
out
to the point where there was like hundreds of thousands of people living like this. And the fucking, once Christianity became like the official like Roman or whatever, they like, came
through. You
owe us
money, you fucking idiots.
They came through, like got those guys to conquer them. And then they turned, that's where the idea of monasteries came from.
Hell yeah.
Pretty sick. School life, YouTube, dude. All I do is watch YouTubes, listen to audiobooks, and stay inside. Don't hang out with people, dude.
That sounds like a good philosophy.
It's pretty fun.
Dude. Sounds helpful. What are we at? What are we?
We're
at?
Out of here, dude. I shouldn't be on. I shouldn't have been on the air at all, dude. I fucking.
This is a fucking McCusky.
I know. I.
You just espoused your beliefs, dude.
I did. I'm lucky. I'm happy I got that out. Now I can move on because that was something that was bubbling around my brain. Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I don't like to dominate the cast, dude.
No, that was a good one.
If you do online, the combination of online dating and being a decent stand-up comedian is like fish in a barrel, bro. You bring them out, first date ever, they meet you. All they do is you just fucking smile upon them. And you're on stage at the Helium Open, like, crushing, dude. And they don't have a fucking choice, dude.
But.
That's unfair.
But to do what?
But to go home, dude, and fuck.
And fog you?
Or like, you know, maybe on the third date. You're doing that. You've definitely broke through their mental barrier of like, should I give this guy a pussy or not? You've broken. Now it's just a matter of time. They're like, all right, I'm gonna
sounds like the groundwork for an erotic fiction.
Maybe it's fucking.
Maybe it's a guy who takes a girl to an open mic.
Mm.
Next thing you know, you're tied up in a basement getting hit with shit.
Or next thing you know, you're co-owners of a house. Talking.
True. Next thing you know, she yells at you all the time. I'm still dating you.
And she's really mean. And for some reason, her stuff can be everywhere. But if you have one thing out, say a toaster, it's the end of the fucking world.
Oh.
And then when you point out the fact of the hypocrisy of the situation, you're now like someone at her job who can't accept fucking criticism.
You're exactly like that guy at work.
Mm-hmm.
Her work husband.
Mm-hmm.
You remind me of my work husband.
Oh, man. Well, it's actually, it's a work enemy. But it is one of those things where it's like... That I don't understand, dude. When it's just like all of their shit can be fucking everywhere. You have one. It's like you're gonna put that away. And it's like your shit's literally. We can't use a table. We don't have a fucking dinner table because your shit's everywhere. You're gonna put that away. Well, maybe you should say you should speak up and say it bothers you. Why are you bringing it up now? You can't accept the fact that you're wrong. And it's like, no, you can't see the hypocrisy that you can't accept it. What the fuck? And then, dude, oh my god, don't get me started.
This is pure. I am definitely your therapist. This is crazy shit, dude.
You're my open mic for therapy. I'm like, all right, Shane thought that was pretty cool. I'm gonna hit that.
I'm gonna hit it to the therapist, dude. See what they think.
Through my insurance, I get free therapy, so I could go to therapy every day if I wanted to.
I think you should.
That's how you're supposed to do psychoanalysis. You're supposed to do it like every day, like four times a week.
How do you think Freud ended up with his?
What do you mean?
Fucking, you want to butt fuck your mom and
Freud's shit was
finger your
wild,
dad,
dude.
Kill your fucking bitch dad and fuck your mom with his dick,
dude. I told you how he was like interviewing all these. There was like this thing called hysteria when like SNIDs would just bug out of nowhere. I think they like all of like the mental diseases for a while. They just called hysteria.
Yeah,
the chicks were getting hysteria. Like, they would just be like inconsolable, anxious and freaking out, and making shit up. And
making shit up.
Dig this, dude. Or just talking to voice, just going bonkers.
Yeah, yeah.
But get this. So Freud, he's interviewing all these women who are hysterical. And through all the things, they're saying, like, my father. And he was doing, like, these were, like, high society women. My father molested me. My father molested me. My father molested me. Freud comes out and is like, yo, a lot of this hysteria is from people getting molested. And they were just like, yo, bro.
And every dad is like, yo, shut the fuck up,
these
dude.
These are high profile dudes. Yeah, and they were like, nah, bro. I don't think
that can't
so.
Be it.
That's not coming out. Go back to the fucking notebook. Dude, Freud went back and came up with the term of, he's like, women secretly have rape fantasies and bought penis. Like, dude, like, totally flipped the script. Because he did that a couple times. His dad originally, one of the theories about, like, it was like patricide or something. It was like one of his theories were eventually like, about like killing your dad, and his dad's like, that's retarded. And then he was like, all right, yeah. And he switched it to like the opposite.
Literally, yeah, he was like, here's my theory on killing you, dad.
Yeah.
And his dad was like, that shit sucks.
His dad
like, sorry, dad. Sorry.
His dad buoyed one of his theories and he did a total 180.
The funniest theory was, I'm going to fucking kill you, dad. And he was like, no, that theory sucks.
It was something like that. Or it was the opposite, where his dad fucking like crushed his theory. And then his next theory was like patricide.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so funny.
Fuck.
I mean, that's the that's like what our like psychology is based
on. Dude, I don't know what is going on with you right now, but you are.
I'm in school, bro. You are fucking.
You are so smart.
Much education around.
You're so smart.
I'm kind of dumb. I have a lot of I have a lot of knowledge in my head that just has nothing to apply. It's just like a swirl of like useless shit that I'm just like.
Now someone just listened to it for an hour and a half. Someone sat there with a swirl of useless shit. It was like, hell yeah, sick cast.
Oh, I know. That's fantastic.
No, I think I've been interested. So whoever's listening to this must be like,
well, thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, dude, you crushed.
What goes on beneath the fucking iceberg, dude? That's Shane Gillis.
Nothing.
Really?
Nah, you know me, dude.
Sky country football.
Still,
dude.
Waters run deep, though. I got a lot going on down here, baby.
I fucking know this, dude.
Yeah.
You can't fool me.
No, I don't really
I'm a dark shaman. I might be a legal shaman in 2022.
What do you mean?
If mushroom research goes properly.
You're going to become mushrooms legally, you're going to be a shaman?
Mushrooms are supposed to be legal for medicinal use projected by 2022. When's the kid graduate? 2022.
Wow. Do you think you'll become a shaman?
Potentially.
I mean, that's a goal.
It's literally one of my goals. I could have my own practice where I do mushroom therapy.
Where you're legally referred to as a shaman?
People could call me that.
You could make people call you that.
People could call me that if they wanted to.
Hell yeah.
I would start dressing like dashikis and be like, I mean, you can call me whatever you want. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
No, I want to hear about
it. Become a witch doctor.
I mean, I might. I might go to the dark side, though. Start cursing you. Convincing alligators to eat you.
Don't curse me.
What's, dude?
Nothing's going on with
what's it. Going on, dude?
Nothing, man.
What's boiling, dude?
Nothing. Nothing what's that bubbling I, in your nothing gut? I think I should talk about.
Really?
On this.
Yeah. Dude, this was, so this morning I do, I told you I meditate every morning, 10 minutes, dude. I have to do it now. It's an ingrained habit. But my whole point is to try to feel like I'm just not thinking about anything else, which is hard to do, which is hard to sit there and not like the, my whole thing while I'm sitting there, it's like you spend so much of your time, like just most of your time is living in the future, kind of how you're just like, and then I'm going to say this and then I'm going to say, like, if you just close your eyes, it's just like all your plans.
My
are
eyes
going.
Itch so bad right now. That's all I'm thinking about is how much my right eye itches.
I'm sitting there the whole time and it's like, I have to just kind of block myself from thinking about plans or like even thinking ideas. Like you'll get an idea and be like, oh, that's cool. I got to write that down. You're just constantly blocking that because you're just never, you're like in a never ending loop. That? Every morning.
No, I'm saying that you have cool ideas that you write down.
Every fucking second, dude. Every time so I'm like sitting there this morning. I'm sitting there doing that, and I'm like, I just got to stay in the present moment, got to stay out of the future. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, I spend so much of my time mentally in the future. This is fucking crazy. And then I got a text, and I stopped. I waited 2 seconds. I was like, that's a message from the past. I was like, fuck, it is crazy.
Oh, man, you sound like you're on big doinks in Amish.
I wasn't, dude.
You weren't doinked out?
I'm just chilling in my house in the morning, and I'm like, damn, dude.
Yeah, pretty good.
But I went to a psychic with my girlfriend, with Brittany, when we first got together. And this late, I was like, dude, this is such a fucking waste of money. This is stupid. And then, like, she's like, it's not. We went in there, and the lady was like, you know, she's talking. She was like, I sense you have a lot of relatives. And my girlfriend's looking at me like, see? And I'm sitting there like, all right. And she's like, you'll be married one day. And I'd just gotten divorced. And I was like, yeah, I just got divorced. And she was like, oh. And I was just like, you blew it, lady. You fucking blew it. Fake psych. I exposed her, dude.
Damn, imagine how much money you can make as a fucking broad psychic just bringing in chicks and being like, you will one day be married. And the chick like, yes, I knew it. I knew I was finally going to get married.
It's like a psychics is just a weird religion. It's like you're just kind of like a priest. So like people come in and are like, yeah, you're obviously full of shit.
You know,
you're
Matt,
like,
let me stop you there.
What?
As somebody who lives up in New York now and like you gotta start. There's no weird religions.
Okay. Yes,
every religion's weird, Matt.
Yeah, they are.
So you don't just sit here and pick and choose which ones are weird.
What do you think is the weirdest?
What's the weirdest? I don't know. Probably Christianity.
You think so?
Definitely.
Which religion do you think is the best for women?
Best for women?
Psychics.
Psychics. Psychics for sure.
Yeah, but all you got to do is wait for like the 10 weirdos that believe that you're a psychic, and you can just absolutely bleed them dry. You're like, look,
your husband's going to be hot and rich, and you're going to get married soon.
I see you're going to be dating Chris Hardwick.
Oh, Matt.